It's official, establishment media gloat over Donald Trump's NY case conviction. By Wendell Hussebo on January 10, 2025. Members of the establishment media mocked President-elect Donald Trump's official conviction on Friday in the New York Business Records case. Americans trust in the establishment media to report current events fully, accurately and fairly plummeted to a record low in 2024, Gallup polling found in October. Judge Juan Merchan sentenced Trump to unconditional release, meaning he will not face jail time or penalties. "This has been a very terrible experience and a setback for the New York court system," Trump told Judge Juan Merchan, appearing virtually from Mar-a-Lago. "I got indicted over calling a legal expense," he said. "I just want to say I think it's an embarrassment to New York." Legal experts expect the case will likely be overturned on appeal. Trump announced he would appeal the case immediately after the conviction. Republicans say the case was a weaponization of justice against the Democrats' political opponent and the sentencing simply a label for Trump's opponents to use for political purposes. After the official conviction, members of the biased media mocked Trump. NBC News's Kendall Onion announced, "Now you can call him a convicted felon." MSNBC producer Kyle Griffin praised the court proceeding as making Trump's conviction official. "He will be the first president to enter office as a convicted felon," he posted on X. MSNBC commentator and former Obama administration's acting administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration Chuck Rosenberg sneered. "I think people should take away from this is the fact that Mr. Trump, after today, is a convicted felon, that the jury of his peers found him guilty unanimously and by proof beyond a reasonable doubt." Kyle Janey, Politico's legal reporter, underscored how Trump's appeal would be an attempt to erase the felon label, and he seems eager to begin that process, he posted on X. The Washington Post gloated about the legal fallout from the case. President-elect Donald Trump was sentenced Friday in his hush money case to unconditional discharge, in which a defendant is not fined, locked up or given probation. Trump was convicted in May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in connection with a payment made to an adult film actress during the 2016 presidential campaign. On Thursday, the Supreme Court rejected a bid by Trump's attorneys to stop the sentencing on the grounds that it would interfere with his transition to a second term as president after his November election victory. Friday's sentencing formalized Trump's status as the first president or president-elect who is a felon. Wendell Hussebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hussebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hussebo.